You know, every so often, every couple of months, I have to jet out of SoCal, which, for those of you who don't know, Southern California, Los Angeles, where I live, and come back home, which is, well, not my home, the home that I grew up in Massachusetts, a little suburb of Massachusetts. And I love coming here in the summer because it's beautiful, it's sunny, the pool, the beach, my friends, and whatnot. But the one little factor that I always seem to overlook whenever I come back after 33 years of doing this. Well, actually, no, it's actually 10 years of going back and forth because I've only lived on the West Coast for 10 years, which is crazy. Is I forgot about pollen. You know, that green stuff that's like literally all over the place. Because in LA, there are seasonal allergies, but very, very, you know, bare bones, which I love. But in Massachusetts, it's so intense that you can hear me right now. I sound all nasally and congested, which is just like not okay. But I'm, you know, gonna endure it for the sake of, you know, the fam and friends and everything. But I do love it here, I gotta say. And it's still like, I feel like springtime. I don't know if it's officially summer yet. Maybe it is summer. Is it summer after Memorial Day, Labor Day, whichever day it is. Anyways, I'll be back and forth quite a bit this summer, which I'm really looking forward to because I have a robust summer of plans. I don't know about you, but I hope you all are having a fabulous day-to-day sitch. Now, I've only done about 6 podcasts in the year 2022. Let me tell you why. I don't know why. And that's, you know, the Lord's honest truth. I don't mean to use the Lord's name in vain, but I'm gonna, you know, use it. But I gotta say, I'm gonna get better at it. And I know I've said that many a time before, but I actually mean this. I'm gonna get back to my roots, which is podcasting, chitting and chatting. Because you know what? Honestly, I talk so much in my day-to-day life. And most of the time, I'm literally talking to myself and or my dog. And technically, my dog, he's not an inanimate object, but he can't really respond. He just looks at me and cocks his head and, you know, he wants a treat. And that's basically, you know, what all dogs do, which I love. And don't get me wrong, that's all fine and dandy. And I was thinking about getting back into podcasting to daily episodes during the Johnny Depp trial. You know, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Have you heard of it? Have you been living under a rock? Because I certainly have not. I was following it like it was the freaking election 2020. No, we're not going to get into politics now, but we are going to get into basically what I thought about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict. And that is, it was surprising. And I think what Mr. Depp wanted was sort of I don't think he expected to win. I think what he wanted more so going into this whole situation was to clear his name, which he did very successfully. So in the court of public opinion, everybody loves him. And I'm really hoping to read the article very soon that Disney's gonna, you know, green light a 6 Pirates. Is it 5th or 6th? Which I'm hoping for because I do love Pirates very much. And I think Amber Heard thought she was gonna walk away with a couple mil. But in fact, Johnny Depp was walking away with 10 plus 325,000 minus 2 million for Amber Heard. Now I'm no mathematician, but I think that's like 8.3 mil. And, you know, Amber is, of course, going to appeal it because she, her lawyer said that Queen Elaine, who has just become such a dear of an icon, same with Camille Vasquez, Johnny Depp's lawyer, these women are just icons. And I know tensions are very high in the courtroom, but if I may suggest a little cocktail or dinner, or who knows, maybe they've been like DMing or exchanging like brouhahas, who knows. But anyways, it was a very stressful court proceeding trial to follow, and it's something that I personally don't think the world has followed so closely since maybe the what was that guy's name, OJ Simpson, you know, Kardashian Simpson, OJ Simpson trial, which is pretty crazy. But I feel like every couple of years there's sort of a trial that captures the attention of the world. And maybe before that it was that, like, the Trump thing? I don't know. It's just, I keep it moving, which is what I try to do. But anyways, I say all that to say, hi, everybody. I'm back for, you know, daily episodes, hopefully. I'm Andrew DeVitri, the Mistress of Pop Culture. Welcome if you're joining me for the first time. I talk about things in pop culture that I really love, mainly stories and whatnot, sometimes TV show recaps, my life. But for the most part, I sort of just read about what I love, which is celebrities, because I'm obsessed with celebrities, and I always talk about them in a really good light, even if the story's a bit controversial. I like to give my icons, my favorite celebs, better than that, because, well, honestly, we live in a really tumultuous world right now, and things are really difficult for everyone, so I'm not gonna add fuel to whatever scandal fire is going on with these celebrities. I'm gonna be kind, because that's, you know, what, like Ellen said. By the way, Ellen, her last episode, I watched it, and she ended it the way she started it, which is walking through those big doors that open, sitting and watching the TV of her turning around, and she's done. But you know what? Happy trails to Ellen. I think she deserves to retire. 19 years is amazing for anyone to have such an incredible job. She can retire. She'll go on to do other great things in the media. And I think she should just live her best life with Portia, rescuing dogs, living their best lives, Ellen's architectural journey. I think she's great. And I'm honestly hoping to see her in some more films because the world needs more Ellen. And I stand by that statement under oath. But anyways, aside from that, ooh, sorry, sniffle. It's the pollen. Let's just talk about some other things. So the stories I've pulled up today are four. And the first story that I was going to talk to you all about is somebody who I've never talked about before, but who I actually literally love. Both of these people I love. One of them is a fabulous actor who I've been an admirer of his work for years and years. And the other one is the spawn, the daughter of somebody who is an icon. That is, of course, Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. Lori Harvey being the daughter of Steve Harvey, who is just a gem of a man, a hell of an entertainer, and just a gorgeous queen. And then, of course, Michael B. Jordan is, you know, an actor that you should know, and if you don't know that, I don't know what you're doing. I personally love his work from Black Panther. He played, what was his character's name? I don't remember what his character's name was, but he was like, oh my goodness, like, he got a good body. And he was a fabulous, fabulous villain. And if you watch his interviews, he's like, oh my god, this man is so sweet. So that goes to show what a great actor he is. But anyways, the news that came out maybe a couple days ago, but I'm, you know, obviously delayed. Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey break up after more than 1 year of dating. Now, we all know every relationship, many relationships eventually run their course. And this is one of those relationships that I feel as though many were thinking, myself included, that this is one to keep your eye out for. Like, this is one that could end up, you know, with these two icons walking down the aisle together. But, you know, sometimes things just don't work out and it's okay. But, you know, this is what E! News is saying. It looks like the chronicle of Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey's romance has come to a close. The Creed star, 35 and model 25, ooh, love an age difference, have officially broken up after more than 1 year of dating, according to Mulder reports. People who first reported the news quoted a source close to the couple saying that, quote, Michael and Lori are both completely heartbroken and, quote, still love each other. Michael matured a lot over the course of their relationship and was ready to commit for the long term, the insider told the magazine. Quote, he let down his guard with her opening up emotionally in a romantic relationship for the first time, adds the source. They had great times together and brought out the best in each other. Well, she's 25 and he's 35, so maybe Michael B. Jordan wants to settle down. Maybe he wants a family when Lori just wants to, you know, live her best fabulous life, you know, which I understand. At 25, I was dipping and doing it. And Michael, you know, is a more mature man with a very successful career. Not surprised. Probably wants to just chill. E! News has reached out to Michael and Lori's house for comment on an April episode of E's Down with the DM. Steve Harvey, who was married to Lori Harvey's mom, Marjorie, described Michael as, quote, a nice guy and very respectful. He also shared he was rooting for the couple. Relationships are hard, especially they're young. The TV host said they're in a Hollywood-type relationship, and I'm cheering for them. Oh, I love that Steve Harvey's like, they're in a Hollywood relationship, but isn't real. And not so many words, like mincing his words. Well, whatever. But this is very sad. I mean, if you Google him, you're literally, your jaw is going to drop to the floor because he is handsome as hell, and this woman is, I can't even deal with her beauty. It's just like, give me your eyes, girl. Give me all skin. Give me all face. But it is very sad, in fact. But, you know, that's the way the world works. I think all of us have had relationships that don't work out, and it's very sad. And it stings for a little bit, but then you dip it and do it, and you keep it moving. Because that's, you know, what you, like, have to do. So I'm wishing them well, but hey, never say never. Maybe they'll get back together. Maybe it's the wrong time, but the right... wrong time, right time, wrong place. Right place, wrong time. Is that the right saying? I don't even know. Anyways, wishing them well. By the by, I completely forgot to tell you guys, and I meant to say this at the beginning of the episode. I've literally... So Kelly Clarkson, icon, staple, literally obsessed with her. And that goes back to me being in high school in my art class when our teacher, Miss Berkowitz, shout out to her, she was an icon, would literally play Kelly Clarkson's Breakaway album, and we'd literally be, like, tearing our eyes out as we're, like, doing clay and whatnot. Kelly Clarkson showed that she does Kellyoke, and she's coming up with an EP of Kellyoke songs. And I think the first one that was released, the full version, was Billie Eilish's Happier Than Ever. You guys, let me tell you, I've listened to it nonstop for maybe the past 2 days. It is so beautiful. You might hear sirens in the background, but, you know, I'm in Massachusetts, which is so strange because usually in LA you hear sirens in the background, but to hear them in Massachusetts, which just makes me feel like I'm literally home. So just ignore it. But this is, like, impromptu. Anyways, I'll say all that to say, you really feel Kelly's emotion, whatnot, with everything she's gone through, with a very public breakup with her most recent husband. And it's just I love the Billie Eilish version, but the Kelly Clarkson version, you guys, is on YouTube. It is so delicious, scrumptious, powerful. something to really listen to it. I'm definitely going to be buying it when, you know, it becomes available for purchase, but it is, in fact, on our YouTube channel streaming. And I don't know if it's on Spotify yet, but if it is, then, you know, enjoy it. It's great. Happier than ever. Okay. Our second story of the day is about, you know, the world's most popular and current and relevant couple. And that is, of course, Pete and Kim. Just icons, by the way, this season of the I don't think I've talked to you guys or put out an episode since the Kardashians have started streaming on Hulu. 8 episodes so far, by the way, you guys. It's fantastic. It is like a docuseries type show. It is so different than the Kardashians, or Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! And which is amazing, because you would think, how can they rebrand themselves? They're so iconic. But no, this is really different. This is really diving into the intimate details of their life in a way that Keeping Up didn't. And you think that nothing can top Keeping Up. Oh, this in fact does top Keeping Up. So love it, and it's fantastic. So I highly check it out. It's every Wednesday, I believe. But anyways, the second story comes from Page Six. Pete Davidson holds hands with Saint West during shopping without Kim K. Oh, I bet Saint got a little spoiled from Pete. Okay, full dad mode. Pete Davidson was spotted holding Saint West's hand at the Grove in Los Angeles on Saturday. By the way, the Grove is a place in LA. I've gone many a time, of course, one time in LA and not at the Grove. Pete and Saint are there. Pete Davidson was spotted holding Saint West's hand at the Grove in Los Angeles on Saturday as they made their way around the mall, sans Kim Kardashian. Footage shared by TMZ reveals. In one clip, Davidson, 28, and Saint 6 could be seen walking toward a kiosk stocked with hats, while a second shot captured the two standing outside the Cheesecake Factory, which, by the way, I've gotten takeout many times right next to the movie theater there. The two standing outside the Cheesecake Factory, they reportedly enter the restaurant, presumably still hand in hand, just moments later. While the videos clearly document the duo enjoying their excursion together, it's notable that Kardashian 41 was nowhere to be seen, offering evidence of the reality TV icon's increasing trust in her boyfriend. The couple's sizzling dynamic was featured on the latest episode of Hulu's The Kardashians. One of the scenes showed Kim telling sisters Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian about how, when she turned 40, quote, everyone said it's the best sex of your life. I was like, okay, I'm ready, she adds, and so far, with a wink. Kim! Kimberly Noel! Literally love this for her. She deserves all the happiness in the world. You know who else deserves all the happiness in the world? Her ex, Kanye West. Everyone deserves to be happy. I know they had a bit of a rough patch there, but some things work themselves out. I literally love this, though. I'm so happy that Pete and Saint are bonding. I mean, I hope that Pete is bonding with all their kids, which I'm sure he is. And this is wonderful. And I love reading about them. And I love reading about a merging family, a blossom and booing family together, because, you know, that's what the world needs, is more Kim K and Pete D. I don't know what the celebrity name was. Like, remember how Brad and Jen were Brangelina, and then Bennifer is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. What is Kim and Pete? Kim Pete. Pete Kim. Pete Kim Pete. Pete? Petty. Kim Pet? I don't know if that's somebody's name. I gotta Google that. Or unless somebody very clever has come out with one on TikTok, which I'm sure they have. I gotta check it out. But loved it. Love it. Fabulous. And this is to our actual final story of the day. Monday episode. Maybe I'll do two, but I doubt it. Because I'm just dipping my toe back in the water. Everybody's favorite little liar. Shay Mitchell, Emily Fields herself. Welcome to second child, which is so exciting. I love Shay Mitchell. She is such a fabulous influencer, actress, icon. Shay Mitchell welcomes second child, a baby girl, with Matt Babel. This is from People Magazine. Shay Mitchell's second little one is here. The dollface actress, 35, and longtime partner Matt Babel welcomed their second child together, a baby girl, she confirmed to People on Saturday at the Base Motel pop-up at the Grove in LA. Gosh, everybody was at the Grove this weekend. Shay Mitchell, Pete, Saint. Like, what was I doing not being there? I know, I was traveling. Duh. The couple, who has been linked since 2017, welcomed their newborn daughter 2 weeks ago and also share 2-year-old Atlas Noah. Speaking with People, Mitchell says, quote, I feel awesome. I feel really, really good. It definitely takes a village. I'm really lucky my parents are in town and everybody's been really helpful. Noting that Atlas, quote, is loving being a big sister, Mitchell says. She's so excited. She's been incredible. She helps me change diapers. It's good. She loves it. Oh, Shay's a mom of two babies. Mitchell first announced she was expecting her second baby in February with an emotional Instagram post. The U star detailed the difficult experience of celebrating her baby on the way while mourning the loss of her grandmother at the same time. Quote, saying goodbye to a loved one while simultaneously experiencing the joy of welcoming another into this world is the great cycle of life. It is also my most challenging season to date, the actress wrote, alongside topless photos that show off her baby bum. Scandalous! Now, let me tell you something about Shay Mitchell. I've never met her, but I have met Ashley Benson, and I have met Sasha Pia Tierce, who were both on PLL. And they're fabulous and iconic. I met... Who else did I meet from PLL? And Holly Marie Combs. Of course, Piper from, what is that show called? Charmed. Iconic. I went to like a little event, which was really cool. I would have loved to have met Lucy though, because I love Aria, and I would have loved to have met Spencer because I do love Troy and Belisario. But you know what? Ashley Benson was fabulous. She was gorgeous. She was so lovely. Took a photo of her, with her. And Sasha was so nice too. But anyways, I'm really happy for Shay. I'm really happy that Shay is like literally blown up and catapulted into like superstardom post PLL, which is fabulous. And it doesn't surprise me because she was like really dipping into the influencer pool in the YouTube, you know, world as the show was coming to a wrap. And that's basically when the boom of social media was happening. So love to see that for her. And many, many congratulations to our queen. So that's pretty much my Monday episode, everybody. There's so much going on in the world. I'm sure I'm going to be back. I'm sorry I didn't cover the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, but you know what? You were all following it via the news or TikTok or whatever. And it was a lot, and I didn't want to, you know, overwhelm those who maybe don't listen to it, but you know, that it is what it is. So with that being said, thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm Andrew DeVitri, the mistress of pop culture. Thank you so much for joining into my podcast, and come along for the ride. It's a lot of fun. I love chitting and chatting and having fun and a little laugh here and there. And I said what I said in the words of NeNe Leakes. All right, everybody, take care and have a fabulous Monday. Bye.